from.
Back in the day,
I never knew he would be
acting this way.
He displays some faulty shit. Wish I would've caught the bitch. I stuck to talking shit instead of setting off the apocalypse. Out in the O, they try to play you like Kermit. Out in the O, they'll smoke your ass like sherm sticks. Definitely something to be concerned with. You can't trust these niggas, and it's time that I learned this. This nigga that I went to school with asked me for $5. What you gonna do with that? About to give you a whole $5 bill. If the shit had been real, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But faultiness strikes, he said, let's take a hike up the block, and I'll give you the $5 out my sock. I gave him $2, my homie gave him $3. We was both wondering what the fuck this gonna be. He took us over to a project building. I was bent off Cisco thinking, he said, wait here, and I started yelling. He didn't make clear his intentions while he belling. Del infuriated, lost it, I drew the line, he crossed it. It's time to burn his ass like I was caustic. I was screaming, beaming. This lady came out her apartment and said,
bounce if you're here to start shit, little boy.
She was like,
some shit happened out here last night. Get the fuck out, cause it won't be no fight.
This other nigga came out and said, don't shout, your money gon' take this if you still wanna pout about it. He opened his hand and I was shocked, and it was a crack rock. I said, what the fuck I'm supposed to do with this? Eat it? I said, keep that shit. And then the lady said,
beat it, he told you your money gone, so get your ass on.
I just did it cause I wasn't alone. This Mighty Morphin nigga who I thought was a friend transformed, took out the arm, wasn't nothing but a bean. He was fiendish, fiendish. He was sucking bass pipes like a penis. He was fiendish. Fuck that punk.